أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. علماء have written that in order to benefit from the Quran Sharif, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the real true benefit from this instance of the cow, by which the surah is named also Al-Baqarah, it is that with regard to this instance, it shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that just by the command of Allah, and not without the command, with the command of Allah, a piece of flesh was put on that person who was dead, the murderer who was not known. He came back from his death and he spoke and exclaimed who his murderer was. This shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So the Quran Sharif will be appreciated, will benefit a person when we have that yaqeen of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is that absolute being for whom there is nothing impossible. If we have developed that quality, then this person will benefit tremendously from the Quran. Every letter of the Quran Sharif, every word will bring a change in his life, in his mental attitude, in his convictions, everything. So it is very necessary that this yaqeen has to be developed in a person. And contrary to that, it was at all times, and in our times particularly, all the outside influences that we are influenced by. For example, the education that we are getting, and with like even scientific proof, and which things are shown against the Quran. If that is in the mind of a person, or like we are bombarded with the television, with the internet, all things and that, and all this dunya's things are within us, then that person will not benefit from Quran Sharif. That person will read Quran Sharif, but it will be just like a book that he's reading, just gaining some knowledge about it, no conviction. So it is very necessary that we should have, from this incident of the cow, we should realize and have that absolute conviction of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That is one great prerequisite in order to understand the Quran, in order to benefit from the Quran. The other, from the very same instance also, the details of it we'll do inshallah when we come to it, but it was because of love of dunya that this person was murdered and killed. So if a person has the love of dunya, then also he won't benefit from Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is not here to tell us about dunya and how to love and gain dunya. That is not at all. A person is looking then for the wrong subject in the wrong book, and he cannot find the answer to that. Also, we should understand at the same time, dunya is not prohibited from a Muslim. A Muslim can be a multi-billionaire also. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the love of 1 cent of dunya, that is what is prohibited. That we should not have the love of dunya. We can have everything of the dunya, we can enjoy it also, what is permitted and what is within the limit, and we can have all that enjoyment, there is nothing wrong with that. But to love the dunya, that is what is haram. So that is also a thing a person has to take out from him. Then he can benefit from the Quran Sharif. And if he takes that out and he has that in his mind, the Quran works also tremendously on him to take out the love of dunya. Over and over, for example, Allah Ta'ala refers to the dunya as mata'. Mata' in a simple language, in our language, you can call a scroplap, that cloth that is used to clean dirt. That is what is this dunya. This dunya is nothing to cherish. So if we have that, dunya will, the Quran will take out this love of dunya also from us. Then the third thing that a person learns from this instance also of the cow, by which the surah is named, is that a person must have the fear of Allah. this person who murdered this other person, he had no fear of Allah, so he committed this great sin. If a person is very daring and bold and doesn't care about the commands of Allah, as unfortunately we hear what funny remarks are made about the Qudrat of Allah, that a person says, I don't care. A person says, I'm going to my qabr, I'll sort myself out. That person doesn't know what, he has got no fear of Allah. Otherwise, forget the qabr, maut itself is, as it is described, like a person is attacked with 300 swords when maut comes on a person. So maut also, a true believer will fear maut also, the severities of maut. And the qabr's life then, where there is nobody who can help him, nobody who knows his condition also. And what is happening in the qabr? So that fear a person, and then what on the day of Qiyamah and Jahannam, a person cannot imagine what it is. So if a person has that fear, then the Quran Sharif will be meaningful to him and he will benefit from it. Otherwise, he'll just read the Quran. He can make 1,000 khatams in Ramadan also. But if he hasn't got that, he's not going to benefit from the Quran Sharif. So it is very important from the name of the surah that we have these qualities within us. The first is the Qudrat of Allah, the absolute Qudrat. And nothing must bring any doubt in our minds, not even the flimsiest doubts with regard to anything in the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Not our environment, not our scientific studies, nothing. That Allah's word is absolute and final. And the second thing is that we must not have the love of dunya. We have to make an effort to decrease, to take out that love, to completely take it out. And the third is to have the fear of Allah. A person who will study Quran with those three things will benefit tremendously from Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We're very negligent in all this, and we have to turn our attention to it and benefit, and especially before we get into Quran Sharif, and especially before our maut comes, that we have developed this. Otherwise we might face very, very severe things that to come in the future.